We're just trying to keep things from spreading as much as possible and keep people at a safe distance from each other, quite honestly.
And on a city level, I know that a lot of the offices are closed and there are essential personnel doing their things. But one of the things I did notice that came across from the city was that there are people in the places that can help out, but you are asking them to prioritize using email or electronic communication right now because they may not be able to get to the phone.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, that goes all the way down to paying your bills. You know, there's drop-off points. There's the ability to do online services, things like that. If you can't pay your bills, you know, there's peace of mind that needs to be had in many people that are reaching out to us right now that are concerned about shutoffs and eviction notices and paying their bills because of lost time with what's going on. So that, you know, there's all kinds of information that's out there to be had. We have a direct link on our City Marquette website at marquettemichigan.gov that has all of the latest releases, whether they're from the governor or from our local sources here. So I reach out to encourage people to reach out and utilize those sources if they have any other questions.
And that's really the key to this whole thing, as with any situation similar to this, which, and again, we're kind of in an extreme case here, it is calm information and communication is going to be the key, really, for anything moving forward, right?
Amen. Yeah, that's really the ticket right there. Last thing I want to do is use the P word, the panic word here, because it's really not necessary. You know, we're all youpers taking care of youpers here. We know what we have to do to combat this. It's pretty well outlined. It's going to be a bit of a haul for us, but the fact is we got to hunker down. We got to make smart decisions around ourselves and our neighbors and our families. And we'll get through this. It's just going to take some time.
We're talking with Marquette City Commissioner Paul Schlegel this morning, an update on things in the city related to the coronavirus situation. Paul, just in terms of proactive measures that the city is taking right now, looking at things like with its homeless population, perhaps any kind of medical things that may come from this, are there any updates, any programs or activities you're looking at doing to prepare for this on a city level?
First and foremost, the city manager, Mr. Angeli Gar over at Marquette, General Fritz over at NMU, these guys have been working really closely together. So a couple things that I really wanted to point out. If there's a need, the Olson Arena at Lakeview could be used for a potential homeless shelter. And that's obviously when we talk about Room at the Inn, they have smaller facilities, and it's important that we keep the 6 foot between beds and things like that. It's all got to be in place. So that's important to know. We've got a blood bank in town that is in dire need. And thank you, fellas, for donating the other day. That was a great great effort on your part. That is in dire need. And I think that I would encourage people to call first before they go over. But I believe that they're still in full function over there. There is an action being taken by Marquette General, and as far as I can, you know, I'm not going to speak for them directly, but I know that they are exploring off-campus possibilities as far as doing remote testing, and that they are really moving forward with that. And I do want to at least bring it up. A lot of people say, why not open up the old hospital for you know, triage or for overflow and that stuff? And quite honestly, you know, I'm speaking just from what very little I know. I'm not a hospital employee, but I know that a lot of that old building over there is basically not usable for that and would not be advised for that use. To say that there's a small portion of it, could it be? Well, you'll have to reach out to another entity to figure that out. But I do want people to know that it's not something that hasn't been considered. And, of course, if it would make sense, they would I'm sure that they would use that in a proper fashion.
Commissioner Paul Schlegel joining us this morning from Marquette City Commission. Paul, thanks for your updates this morning, and certainly do not hesitate to reach out to us if you have more information on behalf of the city or anybody with the staff or anybody with the commission that wants to. We'll be happy here to talk to you.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for all that you guys are doing to keep people informed. I do want to mention one more thing. Masks for Marquette on Facebook is a massive undertaking to get proper protective gear to our people that are on the front line in the hospitals. Take a look at that on Facebook. Help your neighbors, take care of the elderly, and we'll get through this. Just hang in there.